Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to have you along with us as we continue our series simply titled Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed. Let's begin into a brand new topic of study today. Now, this is simply titled How to Part Your Hair with Attitude. And I know you're thinking, well, wait, Brother Justin, how do we fit that into a Bible study? Well, study along with us. We're going to open God's Word, and first off, I have something I want to share with you that I found online from the House to House Heart to Heart publication. Speaking of online, if you want to catch any lesson in this series, this is the 89th program, feel free to do so anytime at your convenience on my website, readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. You simply click on where it says the radio programs. There's also bulletin articles and other things on there. All on my website, completely free to you, never charge for a thing like that. My goal is to help you study God's Word and be a better Christian. You can download or study, or play back, I should say, any lesson at any time. It's called How to Part Your Hair with Attitude. A lady woke one morning, looked in the mirror, and noticed she only had 3 hairs on her head. Well, she said, I think I'll braid my hair today. So she did, and had a wonderful day. The next day, she woke up and looked in the mirror and noticed she only had 2 hairs on her head. She said, I think I'll part my hair in the middle today. So she did, and she had a great day. The next day she woke up, looked in the mirror, and noticed that she only had 1 hair on her head. Well, she said, I think I'll wear my hair in a ponytail. So she did, and had a grand day. The next day she woke up, looked in the mirror, and saw that there wasn't a single hair on her head. Yay, she exclaimed, today I don't have to fix my hair. Dear friends, our attitude truly is everything. Reminded of what Paul told those in Philippi in Philippians 4 and verse 8. He says, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, he says, think on these things. I want us to think about our attitude as Christians for the time that we have allotted in this study today. Dear friends, our attitude is key. We as Christians must develop a good attitude. One might even say a Christ-like attitude. And dear friends, too many times, and it annoys me so, I have seen Christians who have heard, believed, repented, confessed, been baptized, go down that watery grave of baptism, come up a new creature alive in Christ, and then I've seen them go out into the world, and they mope around, and they say things like, woe is me, and they complain about this, and they complain about that. Dear friends, Christians should be the happiest people in the world, because as Christians, our sins have been forgiven. And that should cause us to have a good attitude. I want us to look at 7 things in the time that we have allotted in our study today. What should cause us to have a good attitude? What would allow us to be like the woman in our story that always had a good attitude, regardless of how many hairs she had on her head? And the first thing, and all these are personal, they will use the personal pronouns I, me, and my. Notice this. Number one. What should cause me to have a good attitude? When I confess my sins, I know that He forgives my sins. Go with me to 1 John chapter 1 and the 9th verse, if you will. Reading from the King James translation, 1 John chapter 1 and verse number 9. John says, if we confess our sins, now if is conditional, means we must meet the first part of this condition. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Every time we confess our sins, dear Christian, He is faithful and He's just. If I confess my sins, I should have a good attitude because He forgives them every time. No matter if I have confessed sins 10 times or once or whatever the case may be, as long as I'm sincere with a truly repentant attitude, well, that's all I need, right? What's another reason that should cause me to have a good attitude? Dear friends, number 2 is Jesus is my friend. Yes, Jesus is my friend. And in sermons, I introduce Him as such. I had the privilege for 2 years to speak at Boyd Christian School to their chapel every Thursday, to the kindergartners, to the 5th graders. I would begin the lessons usually by saying, I want to tell you a story about my best friend. His name is Jesus. Notice what my best friend Jesus says in John 15 and verse 13. He says, that greater love hath no man than this. What is that, Jesus? That a man would lay down his life for his friends. Why do I call Jesus my best friend? We see, dear friend, he died for me. Therefore, I am a friend of Jesus. He is my friend because he died for me. Although I do not rejoice in the fact physically that he lost his life, although I am glad that is the ultimate fulfilling of God's will, yet I know the strain, the emotional strain, the physical strain, spiritual strain that put on him. I am glad he did so. Because he did so, I can have my sins forgiven. Go back to point number one. Dear friends, what should cause me to have a good attitude? We'll look at number three and then have to pause in our study. We'll come back after the break, though. If you're with me in John 15, go back to John 14. Number three, what should cause me to have a good attitude? The fact that I have a home in heaven. Dear friends, I have a home waiting for me in heaven. Notice what Jesus says in John the 14th chapter. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. What should cause me to have a good attitude? The simple fact that I have a home in heaven, and not a temporary home like the one here on earth, although you may say, well, Brother Justin, I've been in this home for 20 years. I lived in a home for 20 years. I did. My goal is to beat that here in this earthly home, if the Lord permits. But see, I have an eternal home in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through and steal, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6. I have a home in heaven, and that should cause me to have a good attitude. Dear friends, we need to pause our study looking at attitudes of a Christian. And Brother Dearman's going to pick up, give you some information about the Arlington Church of Christ, invite you to come out and worship with us. I'll join you on the other side of the break, and we'll continue reading the Word with me, Justin Reed.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to be back here on Reading the Word with Justin Reed. We start out with a story on how to part your hair, with attitude. Looking at no matter the circumstances, how you can always have joy. What I want us to do, we're talking about what should cause me to have a good attitude. And we've gone through 1 through 3. There's 7 total. The first one is, when I confess sin, He forgives. And that's an every time kind of thing, dear friends. Every time I confess my sins, Jesus forgives. Number two, simple fact that Jesus is my friend. He laid down his life for me. Number three, which we just discussed, is I have a home in heaven. Now, number four, what should cause us as Christians to have a good attitude? Go with me to John chapter 8 and verse 32, a familiar passage of Scripture, no doubt, to the Christian. John chapter 8 and verse 32, my best friend, Jesus Christ, says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Dear friends, one thing that causes me to have a good attitude is the simple fact that I know the truth. I have the ability, because of what God gave me, called a mind, I can reason, higher order thinking skills. I can know the truth, and by knowing the truth and subsequently becoming obedient to that truth, I can be set free from my sins. It plain and simple, he says, ye shall know the truth. Shall means I can, and the truth is what sets us free. Knowing the truth causes me to have a good attitude. Dear friends, we keep our study going now. What should cause me to have a good attitude? Number five, I know the terror of the Lord. We just talked about I know the truth. Go with me to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, if you will. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 11. Notice what Paul says to those at Corinth, talking about knowing the terror of the Lord. He says, 2 Corinthians 5:11, "Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God. I trust also you are made manifest in your consciences." He says, knowing the terror of the Lord. Knowing the terror. See, I know what awaits those who are unfaithful, and it's not a surprise. In fact, it is clearly illustrated and illuminated in Scripture. Therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. When I step in the pulpit, every time I get to teach in a personal Bible study here in this radio program, I am persuading you of the terror of the Lord. I know what's going to come to those who are unfaithful, and I want no one to suffer that, dear friend, and you're included in that. You're high on my list. Thank you for being here. That's why we preach. Why? Because I know the terror of the Lord. Yet knowing the terror of the Lord caused me to have a good attitude. How? Because I know what awaits those who are unfaithful, therefore makes me want to be faithful. We keep our study going now, looking at attitudes, and what should cause me to have a good attitude? Well, go with me to Matthew chapter 28 and verse number 6. This would be point number 6, by the way. Matthew 28 and verse number 6. What causes me to have a good attitude? I serve a Savior that has defeated death. I serve a Savior. We sing a song, I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. We serve a Savior who has defeated death. Matthew 28 and verse 6. The angel speaking here says, He is not here, for He is risen as He said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. Knowing that I serve a Savior that defeated death, that causes me to have a good attitude. Why? Knowing that He defeated death means that I can defeat death. Now, I will physically die, yes, but I do not have to spiritually die. Thanks be to God Almighty in heaven. I don't have to physically die. I serve a Savior who defeated death, and that causes me to be happy. And finally, we go to the book of 2 Peter for number 7. 2 Peter chapter 2, round about verse 21. What causes me as a Christian to have a good attitude? 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21. Excuse me, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21. It'd help if I could read my writing. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21 says, For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow His steps. What causes me to have a good attitude? I have the perfect example to follow. That word example in the Greek has an interesting thought behind it. Think back to when you were in grade school, and you would notice above the board would be the alphabet in cursive letters, an uppercase and a lowercase letter for each letter of the alphabet. You would go up to the board, hold the chalk in your right hand if you're right-handed, left hand if you're left-handed, and you would simply look up at the board above you, and you would try to copy the cursive letter A, and then the cursive letter B, or maybe you spelled out your name. That's the idea of example in Greek. We are looking up at the board, and above the board is Jesus Christ, and the board is our lives, dear friend. And as we're going out trying to live our lives, we have that perfect example of Jesus Christ above us. And knowing that I have this perfect example to follow, that causes me to have a good attitude. What causes me to have a good attitude? When I confess sins, He forgives. Knowing that Jesus is my friend because He died for me. Knowing that I have a home in heaven. The fact that I know the truth. And the fact that I know the terror of the Lord. The fact that I serve a Savior that defeated death. And I have the perfect example to follow. That's what causes me to have a good attitude, dear friends. Knowing these truths, how could I not have a good attitude? How could I have any attitude aside from this? Where's your attitude at today? Are you living faithful to the Lord? Are you a happy Christian? Don't be a sad, don't be a depressed Christian. Be a happy Christian. Maybe you need an attitude adjustment. Maybe you need to obey the gospel by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, being baptized. Please reach out to us. We'd love to sit and talk with you or point you somebody closer to you. Luckily, I know faithful Christians all over the world love to point you in contact with someone. Maybe you need to repent of those sins. Pray for forgiveness. Maybe pray to God for forgiveness. You need some prayers. Contact as well. We're here to help with that and ultimately remain faithful. I hope you've learned how to part your hair with attitude. Dear friends, I've enjoyed the time that we've had to study today. If you've missed any of this lesson or any lesson in this series, you can find them online, readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on the radio programs. This is show number 89. We'll be back next time with a brand new study. Until then, may the good Lord bless you and may He keep you.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.